Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text today is the Psalm of the day, Psalm 51. A terrible year, a year of depression, a year of suicidal thoughts, a year of wrecked families. That's what David had in almost the year that passed between his killing of his neighbor and committing adultery with Bathsheba, and the time the prophet of God came to him and told him that he was the man who had done such a terrible thing and deserved to die. When David had his sin finally hit him in the face, he A, despaired and panicked. B, he repented. C, he was forgiven. And D, he had everything come into focus. The past year now made sense to him. David had felt terrible that whole year without realizing it. He knew what he had done wasn't technically right, but he had heard of other people doing a lot worse things. He knew that he had been in a bad mood, but that you can blame on other people. Or maybe he blamed it just on the state of the nation and what was going on. David was having a problem in his home life, but who has a perfect home life? David trudged through that year with his unrepentant sin tugging at his soul, and it ruined him. It took God's prophet to come to him and tear off the bandage and expose the sin for what it was. And then David could realize how horrible and soul-destroying that sin really was. And then, after it all, David wrote this psalm. Now, Psalm 23 is more famous than this one. And Psalm 8 and Psalm 22 reveal Christ better. But Psalm 51 is the sinner's favorite psalm, because it was clearly written by somebody who knows what's going on in each one of us. If you can't read Psalm 51 and say, hey, that's what's going on inside of me, then I don't know if there's a lot of hope for your soul. David begins the psalm by talking about the great need that the sinner has to repent of his sins. That means I need to say, Lord, I have done this, this, and this, and I am sorry. You ought to cast me into hell for what I have done. I have disqualified myself from your mercy, and you should throw me onto the garbage pile of the universe. But I believe that you will still have mercy on me anyway. Not, but, it wasn't such a bad thing I did. My neighbors have done worse things. I made up for it by helping out my neighbor, bringing groceries to them. I obey you most of the other time. No. One sin wrecks our perfect standing in front of God, and you and I have committed way more than one sin. See, it's important to realize that and to say that. Because if I fool myself into thinking that God likes me because of me, or because of anything outside of Christ and his mercy, then I teeter on the cliff of trusting in my own righteousness and disregarding what Christ has done for me by his perfect life and his innocent death. And outside of Christ, there is no salvation. So I must throw self aside. I have nothing to offer you, God. I appeal to your mercy only for the sake of your own Son, Jesus Christ. And he does. And with the Lord, just like he does everything perfectly, so also in his forgiveness. When you have the Lord's forgiveness, you have it completely. You have it totally. When the Lord forgives you, you are forgiven. Your crimson red sins are washed away, and you become whiter than the new snow in God's eyes. Even though we come into this world dripping in sin because of our sinful parents, the Lord cleans us through holy baptism so that we can be presented to him as his perfect, holy children in Christ. There is no more sin for you to pay for by yourself. The Lord has not put you on a payment plan where the Lord pays the first $100,000 of your great debt, but you still have to pay $1,000 just so you appreciate it. No, no, no. The Lord has paid it all. The Lord has given you forgiveness. Not so that he can hold it over your head, but so that you can now serve him in the joy that that forgiveness supplies. You can serve him in peace. You can serve him without guilt, thinking that I have to do this to appease God. No, you may serve him in pure Christian joy. You can do your good works. You can help your neighbor, and you can serve your church not to gain points from the Lord, not so that he won't ruin your vacation, but just because you want to. Just because you like to, just as a way to say thank you to the Lord for how good and forgiving he has been to you. The grass is greener, the sun is brighter, the future is set. I will live with the Lord here on this earth, and I will live with the Lord there in heaven. Therefore, whatever may come, thy will be done. As you know, by watching the television and listening to people talk, nobody else thinks this way. Very often we feel alone in this world, and there's a good reason for it. The world hates that you have this peace with God. The world calls you stupid because you give your time and your money to the church. They can't imagine what the Lord gives you in return. It's right in front of them, but they cannot see it. You don't fear death. You are not scared of the future. What kind of a freak and a denier are you? Don't you know that this world is falling apart? Yeah, I do know. And I'm looking forward to it. Come, Lord Jesus, and bring the end. Get me out of this world, whether it be by COVID or by the trumpet blast of your angels. I am ready to go. They are not. And so David also says in his great psalm that we have the privilege of showing this love of God to others, to everyone. I will teach rebels your ways, and sinners will turn to you. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. See, this is the reason why the Lord leaves us in this world for a while yet, so that we can tell others what we have learned from the Lord and from David. God has had mercy on me, a sinner, and also on you. God so loved the world. That means everyone. Salvation and peace is available for every human. Jesus' blood is that powerful. We do not lose its effectiveness if someone else gets a share of it. No, the Lord is mercy. He has plenty for everyone. So live your faith. And be quick to tell someone if they ask you why you can have such peace and such joy in your life. Tell them, it's because Christ died for me and the Lord has had mercy on us all. Come and see how good the Lord has been to you too. You know, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he willed that the entire life of the believer be one of repentance. So live a life of repentance. Unlike David, repent of your sins every day and taste the Lord's forgiveness every day. And then act like a repentant Christian in this world. Be humble. Do not think of yourself as more important than anyone else. Be kind. Remember the mercy the Lord has shown you and show mercy to others. And forgive. When someone sins against you, say, I forgive you. And forgive them. Do not hold a grudge. Do not keep it in your back pocket to throw at them later. Forgive as you have been forgiven. King David had to learn his lesson the hard way. And unfortunately, we have also. But learn the lesson. Do not live in unrepentant sin. Confess your sins to the Lord. He is faithful and just and will forgive us all our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And with that, we read our psalm for the day, Psalm 51. For the choir director, a psalm by David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone to Bathsheba. Be gracious to me, God, according to your mercy. Erase my acts of rebellion according to the greatness of your compassion. Scrub me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I admit my rebellious acts. My sin is always in front of me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and I have done this evil in your eyes. So you are justified when you sentence me. You are blameless when you judge. Certainly I was guilty when I was born. I was sinful when my mother conceived me. Since you desire truth on the inside, in my hidden heart you teach me wisdom. Remove my sin with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed celebrate. Hide your face from my sins. Erase all my guilty deeds. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew an unwavering spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Sustain me with a willing spirit. I will teach rebels your ways, and sinners will turn to you. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God, the God who saves me. My tongue will shout for joy about your righteousness. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices God wants are a broken spirit. A broken and crushed heart, O God, you will not despise. As it pleases you, do good for Zion. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with righteous sacrifices, burnt offerings, and whole offerings. Then bulls will be offered up on your altar. This is the word of God. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.